Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, wherever you are, in the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture, and whatever you got in front of you, something you're excited about or something you're frightened about, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton, the co-author of All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results, co-authored by Adrian Gostick. We've been talking about Chester and Elton's and Adrian's book for almost a decade. Their books, I should say. There are many. Chester, you want to give us a website, please?
Sure, theCultureWorks.com. That's the name of our company because we figure when your culture works, everything else works a little better.
You know, we were talking about, we're talking about everyone in the organization being part of the sales team. You know, when we were talking about relevance a minute ago, Chester, and one of the things that I think about is people, when people are thinking about buying something, they believe today that everybody's going to be competitive. They're not even concerned about whether they're going to get the best price, the best deal. They know they can get the best deal by just looking around a little bit on their own. What they're looking for is some little differentiator. And maybe if I'm thinking about doing business with a company, and this company's got a truck driver that's proud enough to work for that company, and the company's proud enough of that truck driver to give him a business card or her a business card, and that person's proud enough to give it to me, that tells me something about the culture of that company, and that's a relevant issue to me. And increasingly, it's going to be more of an issue. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as we were talking about earlier, I don't think there are little things in business, especially in a small business. Those little things are the big things because that's what people talk about. You know, when you've had a great experience in whatever transaction you've had, you say, you know, and they took care of all the little things, right? We say that.
Right.
Well, that's what made the big difference. You know, there's a tire company up in Seattle. It rains a lot in the northwest. Where when you come to get your tire serviced, the employees at the door run to your car with an umbrella. Now they run. They don't walk. They run. And it's funny when you talk to people. They go, "What do you like?" They run to my car, and you say, "Well, that's a little thing, but it's the big thing. I love it."
Well, the reason it's a big thing is we're talking about it on the radio right now.
Exactly. You know, now here's a little thing that was a big thing. You know, my co-author, Adrian, his son had an iPod that stopped working. He goes to an Apple store, mm-hmm. and he says to the guy, "Look, you know, I don't know if you can do that genius thing and fix it, but it stopped working." And he goes, "Let me take a look at it." And as he's playing with it, he dropped it. And he said, "Sorry, man, I dropped it. Let me go get you a new one."
Wow.
Went right to the back of the store, came back and said, "Here's your iPod." Adrian says, "Well, you know, how do I pay for it?" He goes, no. I dropped it. Huh. You get a new one.
Wow.
And, you know, it was funny because Adrian said, "Look, it wasn't working when we came in, and it wasn't working all the way to the floor."
Right.
You know what I mean? And he said, no, listen, that's policy. But to your point, he didn't have to check with the manager. He didn't ask for proof of purchase. He didn't ask him if he had a warranty. He just did it. Now, that's a little policy that is a big deal, mm-hmm. and, you know, are they Apple customers for life? You bet.
Absolutely.
Go to the Genius Bar. They solve your problem. They upgrade all your programs. All those little things make a big difference. And to your point, it's their version of how I sell to keep that customer coming.
And we need to empower everyone in our organization to be able to make those kinds of decisions on their scale, the scale of their business. For example, I remember I walked into a supermarket, a brand new supermarket a while back, and I was in the meat department. And the person who waited on me said, "Is there anything else I can help you with?" I said, "Well, I'm trying to find so-and-so." That person came around from behind the meat counter and walked me 5-6 aisles over and put me in front of that product.
How great
is that? The butcher did that.
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting thing that a company that that I just spoke with recently did. It's Sun Life Insurance. You know, they're big in Canada and the Northeast. And you talk
about getting the funny commercials.
Yeah, they're great. So here's the thing. To get their people focused on the customer and, to your point, all in, their theme this year is all in. So the head of sales, no matter where he is, he's got a pocket full of poker chips. I love this. He had it specially made up. Now, they're nice poker chips. They're the clay ones. They're not cheap plastic ones, right? On one side is the Sun Life logo. On the other side is all in. Are you all in?
Yeah. Yep.
And everywhere he goes, he says, you know what? We're really counting on you guys in the back office to make sure that the paperwork gets done in a timely way. Mm-hmm. Our customers count on it. When they have a claim, we got to put it through. We got to make sure that we help them. Everybody needs to be all in. Here's a little token. I hope you'll just carry it with you.
Yep.
I'm all in. I need you to be all in. And to your point, like the business card in your wallet, this little poker chip in your pocket is that little reminder that customer comes first. How can I be relevant? How can I differentiate? I love it.
And what you just described are the values of that company. And the way to be relevant, the way to differentiate yourself today is for your employees to demonstrate those values to customers.
You bet. But to your point is, he's not just giving it to the salespeople.
Yep.
He's giving it to the people that are answering the phones. He's the guys that, you know, in the accounting department that are putting through the claims.
Yep.
He wants to make sure that everybody knows that we're all focused, and if we're all in and we're all selling every day, it gets better for everybody.
Give us the website quickly, Chester.
TheCultureWorks.com.
The book is called All In. It's their new one. Chester Elton, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
You bet. Always a pleasure, Jim.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.